You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
Alrighty, Real Soulful episode 78. I cannot, mate.
78.
These things. I'm just gonna do the intro. You can run.
I ain't even got one.
You can run it. You can run it still. You ain't got nothing.
For the streets.
For the streets. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, you can do your thing, man. Come.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tall shorts, slims fix, fix and smooth, hey. And most importantly, beautifuls and uglies. You're now listening to the sounds of Real Soulful.
We're getting soulful in the streets, man.
We're getting soulful in the streets.
Obviously, I ain't gonna introduce them. Let them introduce themselves. Who wants to kick off?
Hey, it's your boy Ray Dingo, RMJ.
I want to know the mindset before he does this. Like, where does it come from?
I don't know what I'm on.
Ray Dingo. That's a boy. That's crazy.
It's the boy Humble Rico.
And it's the boy Adam.
Come on,
Adam.
Let's go. Let's
What's
go.
Man telling me, man? This is a reunion. I haven't seen the guys in the start of the year, you know.
Joe's been on a tour. We haven't seen him since January.
We haven't seen him in the studio.
He lives here, but we don't see him.
It's mad, like, he's been bowling, he's been Hakkasan.
He's been everywhere still.
He's eating £20 calamari.
He's on tour. Update me, what's been going on?
A lot, bro. The streets have been streetsing. Obviously, if it comes to baby boys, like,
first motive, yeah, because we didn't go to second one.
I think that was our first motive of the year, isn't it?
I'm blessed, man.
Environment, that was fam, that was lit, fam. We were wived.
It was good time, so
any highlights of the night,
yeah, man? Like, heart got broken, so
on.
Yeah, man.
And your heart get broken.
Damn, at the start or at the end?
Both.
Why did your heart get broken?
So basically, you know, when I came in, yeah. Obviously, someone, like, you know, and that getting on to me on.
Oh yes,
getting on to you.
Yeah. You know who we're talking about as well.
Why'd you do me?
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you must
be
calm.
As soon as
I came in as well, like,
get on to you.
Coming in. He had a big entrance.
After the big entrance.
Whoa.
Shellings. You know, have Shellings. You seen that new
baby
seen
boy
that on YouTube? Grillings from Cheyenne. Grillings. That's what he got.
Baby boy.
Swear down.
Yeah. Crazy.
What's get on to you? What's
mad.
She's not a baby boy.
Imagine thing. Ain't been acting right, man. That's what I heard, innit?
Bro, off the cuff, crazy.
Only one guy.
Me, I was just leaning off in the corner. I was just
RMJ's thing was smooth, though, I'll be real.
I've never seen something so smooth on this guy, bro.
I think I was just dancing.
Adam was dancing.
Adam doing his TikTok dance in the middle.
That was fun.
Love for the man for coming true, man. It was good still. It was nice to see everybody there. Second one was even more.
It was jumpy still.
I didn't enjoy myself personally.
I've been telling
everybody this from, bro. Like, when you do events, you get into the habit of you don't really enjoy the party, bro, because everything is just
your
logistics and admin, bro. One girl came up to me, she's all vomiting. Security wants to kick her out. Well, she claims she didn't vomit.
But they're saying she did.
To be fair, I believe her, because what she said was she felt like she was going to vomit, so she just spat back in her cup. But it looked like she vomited from security's eyes, innit? So they want to kick her out. And the thing with events, when people know that you're the person running stuff, they get too familiar sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. So they're like coming to you for favors, like, bro, this is out of my hands. I can't really even do that.
And you ain't even in control of the security.
Yeah, I even got that still. Yeah. So she was all begging me, Joe, don't let them kick me out. I was like,
did they kick her out?
Yeah, they told her to cut still, man. Told her I didn't have that.
How is it like doing all these events and like managing and stuff?
So, right, you know, I didn't really see myself into, I did see myself doing it, but I just didn't see how I would get into it. Mm. But I think with everything, once you just get into the habit of, like, yeah, just do it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, as soon, like, if you force yourself to start, because you started now, it's like you can't stop because you gotta keep it going.
You got a base as well. Like you got
it's three of us that run it. But you're talking about the six guys.
Yeah, the six guys. I thought it was all of you lost.
It's just three of us that run it. So,
okay, so
next one's we're trying to do May all white party.
White, crazy, white. You know, you're gonna, it's like white jeans. I might have to come in linen. What's the feature? It's white thing. It's not all white, you ain't gotta dress head to toe in all white, but you gotta come with something white, tee, cargos, whatever you got.
It's actually everything. This guy's trying to be crazy. You know, it's a daytime, you know, it's not in the night. It's a daytime. 3 to 10 ish. Yeah, making sun around. Bottomless brunch. I don't even know if you got that. But you know what, the venue we're trying to use,
I think they've got vendors there. I don't want to say the venue because I don't want to give it away.
The venues that we're trying to use, they've got vendors like on the strip, so you can actually buy food there. So
makes sense.
Just make sure. But yeah, they're trying to run the all white thing.
Going to be active still.
Yeah, Maybank holiday.
Yeah, man. The end of May. That's the plan.
Oh, you're doing end of May.
Because you know there's one at the beginning and there's one at the end. Trying to run either beginning or end of May thing.
Adam in some 170.
Adam's gonna come with some new season drip. Exclusive.
I ain't even got anything white. So yeah,
bro. If you go through Fortune Street's catalog, Adam's drip is disgusting.
I promise you, man. Humble guy, man.
Crazy still, bro.
We went to like a howler motive last week, and he was pissed off.
Well,
he wore this whole outfit out.
Did you wear it?
I didn't. No, yeah, so basically, Fridays, one of our, you know, Rabbi, innit?
Yeah.
He invited us to some motive in North, innit? So I picked up the man, then we've gone now. And we get inside, there's only four people there.
Adam drives for the ladies on the road. XP's up right now, bro.
Yeah, so we got there, there was four of us, and then we stepped in, there was four people there. But like it was a big space. It was a good space to throw a good motive, innit? But there's only four people. This was like 11 o'clock.
Wait, that's deep what you said.
As an event organizer, listen to what listen to what is being said.
There's only four people.
Four people there.
So that's you lot.
The room is like
So eight of us all together in that room.
In the room.
And there's two girls.
And when the
you know that's where the problem is.
There's two girls.
Because you know if there's eight people and two of them, only two of them are just fam.
That is a cock fest. What is going on?
Hey, Joe, man, them are coming in chains.
Man, them had three VVS's on their neck.
With two girls.
With bro,
two
girls.
Yeah, that's survival of the fittest right now, bro. I'm locking off my team from the jump.
Bare drinks there. The guys
bro, more bottles than Costco, I swear to God. So many bottles.
Eight guys and two girls.
So many. Imagine the guy said, come for 8 to 10 to do
And you know when there's a house where you're thinking,
it's supposed to be more intimate, more jumpy.
People saying is, I want to do the flirt for free.
Yeah,
for free. A house where you're flirting for free.
You ain't even paying to get in.
What is going on, bro?
Dead. And then
pain sore.
And we cut like an hour later, and like idiots, we went Shoreditch.
But to be fair, Shoreditch is always the saver hole, man.
Nah,
Shoreditch is actually the saver hole. When things are going wrong,
Shoreditch is rubbed out. Done out still. So we went there.
Save Shoreditch, man.
Went there like, was it 12:31?
Mm.
But we were in tracky, so we weren't getting anywhere. Yeah, so we was on the strip. I was shivering because this was cold.
This is a bad night for the streets.
This
is a bad night for the streets.
If you go out, you're bucking like Mandem. And if you ask the Mandem to send you pictures of the things coming, is that mad?
That's moving mad.
I think that's RMJ's thing. It depends
the intimacy of it. If it's like a, if you know the capacity is not more than 10.
Yeah, but okay, cool.
That's
you can run that. But like a party of 50,
no,
bro.
No, of course not.
Master attachment 50 plus.
No, 50 plus. That's not
attachment 50 plus.
It's an intimate thing. Like you're saying, there's going to be 20 people at the mobile, even less. Let's say 12 people.
That's calm.
And a little house gathering.
Show me what people are looking at.
Let me know who's coming. Like, show me like a couple. That's not mad, is it?
No. Wait, what are you asking for? Instagrams or you're asking?
Instagram or just screenshot one picture.
They were saying it was mad.
Man, them are saying it's mad just to ask. Yeah, like a
we don't
just
ask,
to
it, like,
I just want to know, oh, who's going to know if I'm going to know somebody.
Nah, like, love it, man. Just want to do this to
he just wants to fool
this guy with a sky report. Five-star recruitment. Nah, it's not mad. It's not mad to ask, though. It depends. Like I said, if the capacity is within reason, you can't be asking for 50 plus.
Yeah, that's really. I haven't come in big boys event. I ain't really got asked.
Yeah, nah, eight guys and two girls, crazy, bro. Yeah, that's mad.
Joe's doing like 80% women, 20% man. Them like when he does.
Do you know what's so crazy? This is not even my fault. You know, I'll be real. Like.
Well, the ratio,
bro,
the ratio
was crazy. It's actually upsetting me still. Like,
actually, the one against the ratio was calm though.
Nah, it's actually upsetting me, bro. Like, not to say that I want more guys there. That's not the case. But it's just like, bro, like I just feel sorry sometimes, isn't it? Because I feel like girls also come out on a night out. Like they say, they come out to enjoy themselves, but they also come out just to check. We've got a lady in the room. Don't tell me you go out and you don't look for, like, you go to events to make sure the guys are there, right? Okay, that means yes. That's a yes, man. So yeah, so sometimes when I'm doing, like, when I'm running events and I'm just seeing just pink, I'm thinking, fuck, man. Like, just a part of me just feels sorry for you girls, man, because I'm not gonna lie, the man is scarce.
Nah, when man them come, we come though. Like,
this is the thing, though.
It was a pause moment, bro.
But like, we come in numbers still. Like, I think, yeah, we're there.
So wait, you see the events you've been to, yeah? Mm. Preferably more times. There's supposed to be more girls than guys.
Yeah, that's what we'd prefer.
But not, by like a crazy amount.
I'd say the perfect ratio is 2-1 or 3-1.
2-1 or 3-1.
All right,
3-1.
Like, I can handle two girls.
Steady.
Shy.
Conversations.
Conversation.
30% of the girl is going to have a man or someone they're talking to.
This guy's doing the maths.
No, that's what he's
doing. Oh my days. He's got like calculations.
So bro, I did A-level maths.
It's true though. You got to think about it.
What's the odds?
Everyone's coming in single still.
Mm. But you reckon though, some of the girls that are coming with a man, like, ulterior motive.
Nah.
Come into the motive.
There are some sick women out there though.
No. 100%.
Rico's thing's different, man.
No.
You seen beyond.
His thing's different.
You seen beyond, bro.
Man, and then looking at others.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't bring.
Could you go to an event with your missus?
Yeah. Would I?
Yeah.
No. Personally,
I wouldn't. I don't think I'd want to still.
I don't want to see my girl in the club. So.
How? Why?
I can see you anywhere else. I just don't want to see you.
Yeah.
Why?
What are you doing here? Like, what am I doing here with you? Like?
Yeah. So if your missus was like, oh, babe, Rico, like, can we go out? Can we go to the club?
Like, yeah, we can go Haxa.
Hey,
but why are we going to the club? Like, what?
What's your motive, though?
Huh?
What's your motive?
Like, we can go be at one.
You know? But we can't go to a club.
Yeah, be at one's come.
It's a bar.
Like, let's go to the bar.
Bar's cool.
Fez, are you on going to club? You
yeah, like, that's not even my nigga, isn't it? So
I can see your RMD's got that still. I can see RMD's got that still. Have you got that still?
No, I ain't got that still.
See, I think. What would you?
Depends what kind of club.
I mean,
it's
a Caribbean thing still, though.
Nah. If it's an occasion where it's like a birthday or something, then I'd run it still. But
strictly
like
birthdays and birthdays only.
Early occasions.
Yeah,
still.
If there's like bare people there.
You lot can't go on a night out.
No.
So, see what? A date night, you couldn't go to a club?
Nah, that's not a date night for me still.
People do that as first
dates. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
First
dates. Whoa, what?
What?
I think a date is going to the club, though.
That's not a date.
Let's go out together.
I can't even hate
you.
Nah, you can run
the table.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
I gotta be real. I just, one thing I'm noticing about events here, speaking about it, bro, table culture is brazy, bro.
It's sickening.
I've seen it with my eyes wide open, bro.
Fam, the pressure to get a table now. It's mad.
I'm seeing it from my end of things, obviously running events now, and like people are hassling me for tables. Yeah. But just in the event period and seeing the table culture, bro, it's nuts, bro. You really need a table to even.
Unless you got a different level of source, things are just.
If you're standing up. if you've got your thing, you don't really need it. But I'm just saying, like, just the way women move, like with when tables, bro.
But why though?
It's insane.
Free drinks, I don't know.
All for what?
Just to sit on laps and that.
Do you have ego?
You really fight over to get a table still.
Well, you seen quite what?
Not physical, but I've seen like, you know, you're trying to be the center of attention, so now you're competing with someone.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times too.
It's crazy, bro.
Like, we're even going Manchester.
Oh, sorry.
I'm thinking that, we're going Manchester still. Like, man them. That is man them.
Eight man.
Eight
man, so.
Boy.
And we was even thinking, like, let's pad the table, like, because, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you got it, bro.
But we can't
even got it, so.
It's too many man still.
Yeah, it's too many man, gnarly
move.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't know if we're going to share one bottle between all of us, but.
Nah, man, guys. I think the man will split up in twos and just.
Bro. Yeah, we can't. They, like, we literally asked for a table. They said no chance.
No chance. Well, because of
eight man.
Yeah, because it's maximum man. Six on a table.
Oh, yeah, so. You can't have eight man. Whoa.
Those are dudes for coming to the table.
Exactly. Yeah, but eight man, you gotta come with, like, let's say four man, six man. Exactly. Four man is a nice, and then you add additional three on top.
They allow stuff like six girls to a table, though.
Yeah, that's different, though. Their thing's different. They can let six girls on the table. Eight girls on the table is fine.
Just inside zone, still.
We really strive for content, man. Anything, bro. We really need it, bro. What?
Anything.
Why is that even a conversation? That's insane.
Anything for content.
That is crazy, bro. Nah. That was, you know, so similar. It's kind of similar to what I remember. I was with Pull Up when they were doing it. I remember I posted them a scenario that someone sent me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a scenario. I think it was real. It was basically a man and a woman had opted to have a child together.
Mm.
Both of their finances from the jump, from when they were single to when they got married, they've been individual, like how they run their finances, isn't it? Like, my thing's my thing, your thing's your thing.
Mm.
And it's never been a problem for them.
Cool.
So obviously they've decided not to have a kid. So she basically said to him, all right, cool. I'm good, we're good. We're gonna have this kid, but the time I'm taking off maternity leave, you gotta run me back the peas.
Skulski school.
Hey.
What?
You gotta run me back the bread for the time I'm missing.
Nah.
You get it? So the time that she's taking off maternity leave that she's missing, cause some of it, correct me if I'm wrong, currently with maternity leave, is half of it unpaid or some of it's like.
I think it depends on the company.
So you can go without pay for some of it, right? Okay, cool. So just make sure this clarifies though. But yeah. So she was basically saying, for the time I'm off work, you've got to run me back that income that I'm missing out on.
Nah. Whoa,
so you're basically paying to have the child.
Suck that baby back in.
I think by the year, women are getting sicker and sicker still.
Oh, man,
that's
still. That
bro.
Is tapped still. That is
crazy. That is crazy.
Like, run me back month and month.
Wait. Clown on me the bread.
Wait. So they're in a relationship, yeah?
Yeah. So they've just got married. Like, they're newlyweds.
Married.
Yeah. They're about to have their first child, isn't it? So she's basically said, the time I'm having off work, like, I would like to be compensated back.
Compensated? What?
Like, if that's the case, I'll be real, abortion.
Well, I think that's
what?
No.
All right, yo.
My bad.
What's going on, yo?
My bad.
Let me take one time.
I meant, don't have kids if you're career driven in terms of peas and that.
No, but I think her thing is, obviously I'm not on her side, but I think her thing is, obviously the time she's taking off work, it makes sense because I'm basically missing out on
all this bread,
a chance to maybe level up in my career, whatever it may be. I could have got a promotion in that time period. So obviously I'm missing out on cash, innit? But so if you're not together, you're gone.
What she's saying is that you is worth the same amount as the piece
that's basically
that
she
would have promised. You is meant to be priceless, bro. So what is she on?
Nah, facts.
She's
lowest thing RMJ said this year. So facts.
I couldn't imagine that. So that's mad.
Are these, what color are these people?
They're black.
Fucking off.
At Mondelez.
I thought this was a Mondelez.
Mondelez would have run that, bro. I saw this tweet, about white people and how they fall in love, like, within a ASAP second.
White people fall in love insanely, bro.
Mad though. Why black people, like, we always have to have the long talking stage? Like, we're
says,
always.
Yo, what are you talking about? One of them, so.
No, but I think he just lives up to the culture.
He's doing it because everyone else is.
No, I'm just a part of the problem, but why is it? I think it's embedded in our slab.
That's it, it's the DNA.
Nah, DNA.
So on the PS5 party, and he's talking to someone, and he's like, I'm not gonna name names, but he's like, hey, yo, the man them know about you, but not the oldest. Not the oldest can't know about you.
What?
It was so funny. I was crying.
Why can't the oldest know about
you? The man them know about you, but the oldest, they can't know about you. they need another 6 months. I was dying.
What is this about, bro?
Facts. You gotta introduce people in stages. So.
Oh, sir.
In terms of friends,
the man them, the older man them, like, can't know about the team straight away. They can't know about the team straight away, though. Do you know
why, though?
It's in stages.
It's gotta be serious before.
Yeah, like, it's gotta be a pattern.
They're gonna violate you if anything.
Yeah, like, the older man them are serious. Like,
they'll tell you from the jump, this ain't it.
Yeah, like, straight away.
Nah, you need that, though.
I'm not even ready to hear that, so.
So you don't believe she's it?
No, I'm not saying.
So, the man, their perspective can change how you see it.
Kind of.
Yeah, oh. Definitely with him still.
Yeah. Well, no, don't say that. I agree.
No, but because if you see him,
if a thing's dead, if in his eyes, but me and Adam find a buff, she's not buffed.
Yeah, 100%.
She's not buffed.
Have your own eyes.
There's an example of that. That one girl.
Say the name, I can't.
But okay. There was
no, but I believe it anyway.
It was one party a couple years ago.
No, but it's right. I swear, because
well, and you lot thought she was nice.
Yeah.
Me and Adam think that thing's nice, and he doesn't.
And then he'll claim that we have the same type, but we don't.
Do you know what they do? If I think different of them, I'm like, why are you trying to be different? Every time,
sometimes he forces a different thing.
Sometimes he forces a different thing.
Yeah, if you think she's dead, she's dead, bro. Stay in her lane, man.
I think it's like whoever this, like, if I think a girl's nice, like, I'm
just running. Yeah, so, but why the man them influence you to change?
No, but they won't influence me in terms of like if she's nice or not.
So, wait, have you lot brought a girl to your lot's friendship group and you lot been like, nah, another person's had to.
Nah.
Wait, nah. Even if it wasn't nah, I wouldn't say it still.
Nah. Yo, you wouldn't say it?
Nah, if I'm
listening. Why? On the man, I'm like,
yeah, saying, if you find her attractive, what the hell?
That's where deep,
I can run. In my friendship group, it can run still.
What?
As in,
the man will violate your thing?
Not violate, but if they don't approve, it's like, I'll be real.
I don't need anyone's approval.
Obviously, it doesn't change my perspective, but they can say
that. I don't even need a man to approve it.
I'm not saying approve. No, you don't get it. I'm not saying they approve it. I'm just saying, for example, if I brought a girl, but anyways, even before I do that, I already know the type of woman I'm bringing to my friends anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
But if, let's say, for example, I did, like, if they were like, Joe, I'll be real, nah, bro, you could do better than this.
But then,
the offense, I would only take offense to it if I was really, really even feeling it. Yeah, but if it's a thing where, like, obviously they've seen her or they've asked, well, who are you talking to? And I've shown them, the man, I'm like,
I'd have to start looking at a different angle. I'd have to start looking at what these men see. I'd have to be like, what? I'm not, that's a henny shot right there.
No,
that's crazy.
So I don't want to go there.
Yeah. As well.
Bro.
Nah, you start looking at it.
Girls do it though, so guys can do it as well though.
I think girls run that. But to make them change their opinion.
I think it can, bro. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were asking you, let me see the guy you're talking to. You drop it and it's all silent. Madam, speak for us, because you're in the studio as well. We should even be giving you mic, fam. Secretary. Does it not run? Like, if you're seeing a guy and they ask you, can we see who you're talking to? And you drop the picture.
It's just like, I think girls are weird, that is shade. He's too soupy, sis.
As long as you like him, but you know what they're trying to say.
Well, they do this. Yeah. Does he drive, babe?
That makes it all better.
If he's pushing though,
it makes him a ten.
So like, obviously, I wouldn't say. Oh, is it still running? By the way, okay. I wouldn't say like changes my perspective, but like they can have their opinion still.
I didn't even.
What you think? You ain't trying to hit?
I ain't even trying to hear it.
Oh, that's you. Don't tell him then. So you wouldn't want you to tell you that like first if
I really find her attractive, I don't need any of you lots to say she ain't on. I'm.
If they believe you could do better, could they tell you could do better?
Nah, kind of emotional still.
Like, I can't lie. Sensitivity does run in the group still.
Yeah, these men are mad.
These men, he's finished. I'm sensitive.
Who's most likely to say what?
Oh, RMJ, 100%.
To say what?
Yeah, to say what though?
Yeah, RMJ, like,
RMJ will slowly say, he won't say it straight away. Do you reckon you could do better?
You want this instead, I'll be real. Like, I'll say that. I'm hearing it. You told me you don't even want that. You don't even want that.
So you can have it. I'm starting hanging up on you, doing talk to you, ghosts. I'm on the iPad as well. When we used to live together, I brought like a Mandela one time, and I even told him, like, I bought it through three, four times.
Like, hey, what you doing? You don't even want that. Like, dude,
but that's the team. That's different though. It's not like someone you're taking serious. Yeah.
So like, if it was someone you're taking serious,
taking serious is mad.
Yeah, I ain't heard it. If it's not, if it's just a thing you're doing a thing with them, fair enough. Yeah, cool, man. ain't hearing it though.
But MC was super dead. I think I'll tell you, man. MC was super dead.
But you don't. MC super dead.
I have to tell you, bro. I'm so sorry.
Super dead.
I can't let my boy go off like that, man.
If you find her attractive, then that's you.
The man them are good looking. So we need standards, isn't
it? That's what I'm saying. Like,
the man them are good looking. So
I think it's about tone. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
That's how you got to run that.
No, we don't really have tone.
If you have a condescending tone.
You just gotta run it.
Leaving the group chat.
Go on. You, man, the girls you've seen with in the past, wherever, have you ever thought, like, yo, ain't it?
Yeah, 100%.
The girls that you've seen Adam with?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, with you? Oh, I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about myself, my man.
The girls you've had with you before now?
No, like, I've done some things with girls. It's horrible, so.
We all had howlers, man.
No, you're saying as he done things with girls that are horrible.
I'm trying to think, so.
Because I can think of.
I don't know.
These guys, because he got some of the dome.
I mean, for myself.
Oh, for yourself.
For yourself. I don't know all the things you've done.
I don't know all the things. Yeah, you keep your thing like kind of low.
Yeah, you're like so.
Silent bandit.
Yeah.
Wait, you used to be a silent shit. His thing's loud now. So sort the suppressor off.
Do you know anyone he done sing that?
Nah. RMJ's done stuff.
Oh my days! Yes. Oh my RMJ! I still get onto him.
Basically, I have a friend actually. She's actually my friend.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's called no name.
It's still bro.
She ain't here.
Did you guys up?
No.
I feel like he's the type to gas it up.
No, he didn't gas it up because we.
I told him.
But I didn't see until like a couple years
ago. She had a bum in it.
Hey, bro, I've been warning him, she ain't it, it doesn't make sense how he's been there, bro.
I don't know how he's
even taking her out on a date.
Cinema's not the date.
Cinema's a date.
Yeah, man, it's a date still. I'm gonna be real.
Ain't it a date?
I can't lie. That one's a howler.
Not the first
but time. He went on Emirates cable car.
Yo, me, blood. I don't know the man that banned me, but this is crazy.
I know that is a howler. Oh my.
That's God. A whole new world.
I'm vexed.
Oh my God.
This guy's on a show. He's on a show in London.
No.
It's a whole new world.
Oh my days, my belly. I just come out of things,
so I was just moving.
Oh my God,
bro, that anything was crazy.
I don't know, bro, that was mad.
I forgot about that. That was a probation offense.
Nah, lock him up.
To be fair, though, I spoke about this on like a couple episodes ago with my guys, isn't it? We all have drought seasons, bro. There's days, months where the play is not even playing, but whatever is in sight is what you're attacking still, I'll be real.
I've been, bro, this one wasn't really in sight.
I had a particular one, bro. I regret this so much because it was like, bro, why did you do this? Why did you go there? And after it happens, you're just like, fuck it up.
I think my spectrum's just the widest though.
yours can be really dead or really.
No. Let's not say that.
Really dead and really.
Yeah, it can be.
He's got range though.
He's got range.
Mad still.
Big man shooting threes. He's got range.
Yo, it's sickening still.
Big man shooting threes. He's got range.
Yeah. Call me for singles.
Bro, he's got range still. As we go on thinking of something, you're thinking raw.
Good question, you know.
See, this is the thing you need to be analyzing, bro. You need to be knowing the man's portfolio. Bro.
I've done anything with this. Like, I didn't even do it.
Like, if for example, now, if I said to you, Rico, the last five, like,
do you know what we did? I didn't see a picture of the
which
of,
one?
Of the one on tour. So
yeah, I didn't see
Liverpool.
That didn't count, though.
I don't count.
I don't remember. So.
Man, see, you don't remember. She must be bro. Good,
isn't
it?
No, rare, man.
Come on, bro. What's going on?
I'm waved.
No,
it was waves still.
You can't be that wave that you don't remember.
I've seen him in my D's just walking around, just holding her for hours.
But like, that's not really a thing, is it?
Why?
Like, she's got known you for less than 24 hours.
That's it, bro. That's what you dealt with, bro.
Oh, okay.
Woke up to her.
Oh, you woke up to her?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I don't know what he's done.
He's just rubbing you out.
I said it. I don't even know.
Fez. I woke up to it, but not like that, though. Like, put on my jeans quick.
In my jeans.
In my jeans.
Your portfolio. You gotta know your portfolio, bro.
She went awful, so. So the last five.
I think it's very important for guys to be having what's the word? Control. Quality control. As you get older, it's got to run. When you're younger, like I can hear it still. Certain days, certain months, you run. No, but quality control is important. Certain still. Days,
is your team quality over quantity or quantity over quality?
My name say it's like quantity.
Quantity, yeah.
So my thing is actually quality. So
when we're younger, it was quantity still. Now it's got to be quality, though.
Like, my thing, like, I got bougie with that. I said this before.
Bougie. Nah, on your shit.
Been out for a while still.
Not really clarting like that. So
first,
times on the pod on our one, he said, yeah, he's clarting like.
To be fair, there's too many quotables of you saying I'm really even clawing.
Bro.
Nah, yeah, quality, bro. I thought it's got to be quality still.
100%.
Yeah. Certain days you might want quality, though. Fucking hell, bro.
Fucking hell.
You might be down bad.
Down.
I mean, there's exceptions, though.
Chai.
Hey, that's what I want in his
back
chest.
Back in my heyday. Fuck.
What?
Adam with the high top was a menace.
Mundele Bandit.
No, thinking about what? It, yeah, man, back at uni, that
quantity.
There was,
one in particular.
Yeah, man, but had it on the slack. If I was ever down bad, I'd run to that. That makes sense.
Jesus Christ, yeah,
I mean, had that on the spin.
Do you think girls have had you as the down bad?
You know what?
Hey, that's no crazy.
That's a good question.
Bro, do you think girls have had you as the down bad?
I don't think so.
Are you
I
sure?
I think so, still.
I think so.
Bro, you could be the down bad, you know? That is a down bad, like. See that? I'll change the whole Twitter space right now, bro. It's mad at you.
I reckon I'm like a down bad, like, for like, it's cool, like, let me just call this guy. I know he's gonna pick up.
Been a beauty call, yeah?
Like, not a beauty call, but like, I know he's gonna pick
well,
up.
Well, just
like,
to chat and. Yeah, just that's like, worse, though, don't you think?
That's worse, yeah. I feel validated right now, so.
Yeah, I think it's happened to me twice, you know?
You could be the down bad guy, bro.
Actually, maybe for special, so.
So
I've probably been like a last resort. I need this right now. So yeah.
Have you been that guy to get over someone?
Yeah, to help someone get over someone. Yeah. That's a calm place to be, though.
No, but I'm saying you're the down like
nah,
she ain't
down bad.
She
been,
getting no play and RMJ's last. Nah,
I've been a rebound, so I've been man.
Down bad.
Yeah, I think I was down bad. She came to me, run it, gave her the worst performance of my life. She shot me.
You can't be down bad and give the bad performance, bro. Is a howler.
That's a howler.
That was
bad. Hey. Not always guaranteed a great performance.
Yeah, real. Man.
We told you about the placebo, you and our six.
What placebo? What placebo?
The placebo. All right, basically.
What, the man am I taking Viagra?
No. Chill. No Viagra.
Hey, now you have a heart attack.
You have a heart attack, you know?
Nah, careful.
I've never touched Viagra.
Hey.
Don't point at me, dickhead.
On the bed, flat line.
You can have a heart attack.
23, 25, bro, your heart is beating fine, your organs should be working, blood should be flowing.
That's
using a defibrillator for no reason, bro. Yeah, bro, that's just crazy, bro.
Basically, there's one period in time that like, I was just, my performances weren't banging, man, like, just shooting blanks. Not shooting blanks, but like, weren't lasting long, innit? So, my boy.
Makes sense, though, like, he had football and that, so that.
So, my boy, he said, yo, man's got something, yo, it'll vamp you up, like you start going again.
Said
like,
he's got the herbs, the medicine,
you'll get back
the
to yourself,
medicine.
He had it so I think it was after motive. He must have passed it to me and he gave me
this. Is sad, dodge,
see, now this is why I say I don't know if it was a placebo or if it was actually the thing that.
Well, what did he give you though?
It was some pills, still, it's some like Chinese thing.
Ginseng. It might be ginseng still.
I don't know the name of it still. This is mad.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Why? What's ginseng? Why I say ginseng? Because ginseng is actually a natural herb, bro. But obviously, it's a plus. It's an added benefit to that. It's not Viagra, but it's like. It's like maca. Macaroo. Everyone knows maca.
I don't even know maca.
So. Bro, maca. Everyone knows maca, bro. Peruvian nut, bro.
Nah. Pause. Nah.
But yeah, bro. Like, yeah, it's like, still. It helps. It's like a supplement. It's like magnesium or iron.
Oh, okay.
So, but
okay.
Obviously, it can help you in that region as well. Yeah. So what are you passing? You don't know where it was?
Just tell me, yo.
Ginseng.
Search out. Word of the day. Ginseng.
It might have been that.
Word.
So then, yeah, next time I linked up with who I was doing the thing with.
And it was running.
Went crazy. So I went crazy, like, shy. I couldn't believe it.
He said, like, how much
I is? Couldn't believe it. It's just actually working.
Is this me?
It's just like,
I said, the powers that be.
That one changed my life still. I'll be real.
Did you go for the re-up?
Nah, to be fair, I didn't. I was good after that. Still,
you got the mojo back.
Yeah, like I was back to myself, innit?
Still,
the kickstarter I need. Yeah, man, that was crazy. Still,
Have you ever had a bad performance?
Yeah. Bro, you was in. Don't remember the. Bro, relax, man.
Don't even remember.
You was there. I stopped doing this, you know. I can't say stuff about context, but obviously back in the day when the private story was moving really private.
Private.
Oh, I remember there was a time where you was laughing. Oh, I remember I was in the bathroom and I was, bro. Mm. But to be fair, that one wasn't really my fault per se.
Mm.
But because of the feng shui of everything, it messed it up, man. I'll be real. Yeah, man. I'll be real because the thing is like, obviously, she was just moving a little bit shy, and I was like, "Listen, if it's not running, it's fine."
Yeah.
But she was still trying to have it run, but I could tell she was only doing it because she felt like it had to get done because we was in that setting.
Okay.
I was like, "If we don't have to run, don't have to run. It's calm. Like this TV's on still."
yeah,
she was like, she actually wanted to. She wanted to run still.
She wanted to run it.
She wanted to run it. So
cold.
Flat line. Get me the defibrillator, and you need that still. But yeah, bro, it's my thing still.
I just can't touch Henny still.
Well, that's your superpower.
No, that's nice. Not. That's actually kryptonite. Still.
So done.
Kryptonite.
I thought it was other way around.
No, for me,
my thing's different.
Not for him.
Yeah, the alcohol really doesn't do the job for me.
Nah, alcohol makes me that.
I'm even like Triple H with the Henny, bro.
Yeah, longer, but there's not.
It goes the pain.
Doesn't that get to the point where you want to stop, finishing?
No, but you're just tired and you might just fall asleep inside.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But you get tired, don't it? And that's when I just
can't.
No, the anything's my thing still.
I just can't finish.
I can run that.
And he's overrated, man.
It is.
To be fair, I don't really. Actually, no, I'm lying because it's the only thing I drink. What am I talking about? That's the only thing I drink. When any setting, bro, that's the only thing I drink.
What, Henny?
Yeah, bro.
Rum punch.
Rum
anything.
Rum
punch makes so much sense.
So done.
Yeah,
rum punch. You get that in the club, yeah?
Best drink store.
Get that in the club?
Yeah.
what club serves rum punch?
What's that?
No, a few of them. Some of them do a little.
What's your go to?
Vodka lemonade stuff.
This guy's hardcore. Vricky Braska.
It's a simple thing. Braska's there for me, so, bro.
Yeah.
I told you, man. I don't care about nothing. Get me a Brex and some Vricky Braska.
Bro, that thing.
Good job still. But that one you got the
Vod.
Nah,
I can't do that, man. That's to be brown and brown
the one,
only.
The
bro.
One you got last time when we did the game.
Oh yeah, that was a mad thing. I don't know where you got that from.
Different. So I told you.
Where did you get it?
Straight from the wall.
straight from Russia. This guy.
Straight from Russia and Ukraine.
Hey, that one together. There was a mad thing, bro. Yeah, what?
Have you not seen that TikTok of 50 Cent's body count? It's crazy, like he slept with half the industry. No, I don't
that
know.
Was
no,
no, mad no, no, that was a mad segue. That was a mad segue, bro.
I ain't seen it though.
It was long.
So, he's in there.
Bro, most of the industry, I have to
do nothing
about it. It's fam.
Yeah, 50 games different, man.
It's crazy. The notes on names are crazy. I'd literally have to get the video. Like, you have to give me a minute.
This is why I say quality control. One day people will do a TikTok about your body count, bro.
I think Rabbi sent it to me still on TikTok. I think it was him. But yeah, it was fabulous.
Quality control.
I think Paris Hilton is the only name I can remember that's probably in the.
That's in there?
Yeah, that I could remember. But there was bare things, but every color and everything.
Quality control, man.
I need to get off TikTok, bro.
Hey, I'm just seeing cheeks on my FYP. It's getting me mad. So. It's actually pissing me off still. I don't want to see cheeks all day.
And it's like.
Are you sure?
They've had a new challenge just to say that.
Yeah, literally.
Mad. Like, it's a different song.
Every single song. They came out with a new one.
Oh, so hold on.
people looking at me behind my back, and then they start showing, and they're talking behind my back, and then they start showing off their back off and stuff. Like, what I want to see is dances. I'm gonna be real, because
most things he does, he actually just sends
just
me
dances still. Like, that's what I want to see in my
face. I said the cheeks is pissing me off.
You know what?
So wait, what you sent me and what you sent him is
yeah, you know your thing, yeah.
Oh, you sent him premium content. Him.
So wait, you knew it. He said, what you sent him? It's just dance videos.
What he sent you?
I don't send as much dance videos to him because he's not really into that stuff.
I said he knows your portfolio.
Yeah,
because anyway, I send it to all the men.
Yeah, man. Him, but cater to each individual.
Well, man is sometimes is all the men, and sometimes
yeah,
it's
exactly. Like, yeah.
Enough, so. Too much cheeks.
Yeah, nah, too much cheeks, man.
My FYP ain't even like that still, man.
What's your thing?
My thing is pod. Yeah, pod stuff.
I've got a lot of cooking on mine, though.
A lot of cook.
Skooski school.
Cooking.
Whoa. From what's wrong with that? You're making me mad today.
Big cook.
On my life. On my life, that's what I thought you said.
I'm cooking still.
No, this is Joe down bad. I swear to God. I've never. Fam, you start saying blow it down.
This episode needs 8+.
Joe's on the biscuit.
This
is what event does to you.
This is a Wednesday night.
I'll be real.
Slow it down.
Imagine that's what I heard. That's what I was shocked.
Nah, he didn't. Nah, man.
Jumped the gun, yeah. My bad.
That's got 1-0. He said something with 2G.
Oh my.
Cooking. Can't even rhyme
cooking.
No, my thing's basketball. Hey, comedy.
Finished.
He's done.
A lot of cooking. Say nothing. Oh, you said a lot of cooking.
Yeah, I'm actually like, if you didn't know, I'm like chef slash baker, innit?
Are you
young?
So I made egg fried rice today. I was proud still. My team slapped. Yeah,
wait, what? Niggas are getting inside of egg fried rice.
No, but like
egg fried rice is harder than you think, you know.
Yeah,
I know it's not harder than you think, but
to do it properly though, like people are making egg
fried rice. Yeah, because what is your thing? Just egg and rice?
No,
and then chopping it up.
No, it's not.
I'm
making the egg, the scrambled.
How's your thing set?
It's spring onion. Yeah.
Okay.
Peppers, green and red. I'm not really yellow is needed for my thing.
Say nothing.
Don't put that in egg fried rice though.
But
you can. Every chef is different.
Put the rice in, a little bit of soy sauce. What else?
Okay.
Put in there?
What's your seasoning saying?
Yeah. What's
all right. Cool. A little bit all purpose. A little bit of paprika.
All purpose. Nah.
I don't need a crazy thing.
Too basic, man.
My thing. Yeah, but what you?
Curry powder, onion powder. What
for a quick up,
bro? Listen, my thing is serious.
Whoever's in the house is gonna get added into an egg fried rice.
I take pride, man. Yeah, man. I saw the leftover rice this morning. I said, bro, egg fried rice. Yeah, man. Free eggs. Whisk that. Nah, no. Egg fried rice, bro.
If I mean, yeah, but you need something on top of that.
Nah, bro.
You can, but like, you just like, you need something.
If it's if you're having it for dinner, yeah, add something else.
Oh, just a quick.
No, even for dinner.
I can't have egg fried rice for dinner, bro.
Wait, why not?
I can't do that.
He's violent.
So have you ever been Chinese and got egg fried rice?
If I go Chinese, I don't get egg fried rice.
Yeah, but it's on the menu.
Egg fried rice is there's leftover rice and this thing needs to get done.
Yeah, not
egg fried rice. What?
No,
egg fried rice is like the cheapest thing on there, bro.
Wait,
so what's your Chinese order then?
Prawn fried rice, flipping.
Yeah, so you don't get egg fried rice.
Chicken
yeah.
and sweet and sour sauce, whatever. Yeah. I can't even think what else to the rest.
But my thing is special fries, though, I'll be real.
Cool.
Special fries.
I get egg fried rice.
Fried rice.
Sweet and sour chicken.
That is so
fried rice. Sweet and sour chicken.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the one.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
So I can get special fried rice. No, I would never order egg fried rice off Chinese.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but it's there. But like,
I
didn't before.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
My thing, if I eat egg fried rice, it's a homemade thing still. Leftover rice and egg, bro. That's done.
Leftover rice and egg.
Yeah. I can't eat that for dinner, bro.
Yeah, that's much.
No, but anything that's in the yard that can get chopped up and that's in there.
What's the craziest combo you think you've had?
In life.
So I actually put this on my TikTok.
What did you make?
I made plantain and egg for lunch, innit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sprinkled syrup on top.
What's going on?
It made sense though. So now,
I
put syrup on the egg.
Okay, no, you can run that though.
And then it made sense.
When you have English breakfast, you can have the pancake egg. Yeah, you can run that. You can
put
run
the
that.
Syrup on the egg and then put the plantain.
No, that's not that bad. That's not bad. I overreacted. That's not bad.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
make sense on the egg though.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Syrup
that's not
on
bad.
Egg. Only thing that's got egg is ketchup. That's it.
Nah, you can run the syrup things too.
But he's not having pancakes.
I'm not having pancakes and eggs.
Star for Allah.
Pancakes and eggs.
Star for Allah. For my Muslims, man. Come on, man.
Star for Allah.
Yeah, that's unprovoked. Oh my dear.
What do you think is your worst combo?
Me? I'm not really in a... kitchen like that, you know.
Adam's a one milk.
He's a one trick pony, and I tell you, the curry or the French toast.
The French toast.
Oh, hey.
French toast.
Curry.
Curry. Not together. Whoa.
Curry
whoa,
and whoa, French whoa. Toast.
But no.
I think he's.
What?
Say it properly.
He does the French toast for like dessert.
He has it for everything.
So what's the curry
for uni?
No, he's talking about curry chicken.
But he does curry chicken and rice. Yeah, he thinks he's making it for the
it's pretty much.
He
knows
red card. Paprika.
Red card.
You think I don't season my own chicken?
No, you obviously do your chicken, but the curry is pre-made, no?
No, I make my own curry sauce.
Shut up.
You don't. Adam knows that's a lie. That's the problem, still.
He does. Aye. He knows that she believes it.
Adam knows you're telling them your curry is made.
It's not the best for Adam, still. Let's not do that.
Say
but
nothing.
Yeah, the maddest thing is probably that. It's just like Weetabix and chocolate spread, still.
What? I mean, that's nuts.
That's calm.
What kind of HMP life is this, bro?
That's disgusting.
That's actually nice.
There's chocolate Weetabix.
There is.
No, listen to what he said, bro.
Chocolate spread. Do you know how dry that is?
Spread.
So the Weetabix.
Wait, is this the dry? Are you spraying on the dry Weetabix?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And then you what?
No, you bite it in.
No, what? Let me finish.
So then, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm eating it like it's a chocolate bar.
You know, I will jump in. So wait, listen. Do you not put your chocolate spread in the fridge?
No. Because then it's bad.
So wait, my chocolate
spread. No way, that's no way.
Yeah, if you put it in the fridge, it makes it
bad.
So the chocolate spread ain't hardened, so it's a smooth thing. So you just spread it across. Obviously, it's cup. The flakes are coming.
Wait, I don't understand. Because
you put in milk.
It can only be two ways. You put the Weetabix in the milk.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You're spreading it before you put it in the milk.
That's what I'm saying. Are you spreading it on the Weetabix?
Yeah.
And then you put it in the milk.
Then I put it in the milk.
So he's made chocolate bars, and then he's poured milk on it for some reason.
I thought you was eating it like you were
spreading. And then just eating it like that.
Spreading it and crunching that, bro.
Spread it and I put it in the milk.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's bare flakes.
What? What do you think the matter you had?
No, I'm a chef in it, but the maddest thing I've done is season, and then because I love KFC gravy, I put it on the chicken before cooking it.
Wait, what?
So I've seasoned the KFC gravy on the chicken. So
wait, what?
Run again.
So you know how you make like a marinade sometimes.
Yeah,
I've added the KFC gravy into the marinade,
and then put it on the chicken,
and then I'll put it on the chicken, and then cooked it. Like that's the maddest thing I've done. So
it's not even that mad.
It's
slightly mad. So I looked at myself and was like.
I had sushi and ice cream, but this was a dare.
How do you not do this?
It was a dare. It wasn't off my own like volition. Like it was a dare in it, but ice cream and sushi still.
Is it catch corona like that still?
Ice cream and sushi.
So you put sushi in the ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream scoop.
Sushi is not it.
I think it can make sense. I might actually eat deep in it, but I don't like sushi.
It can run, bro.
Raw fish and.
Yeah, but
sushi's nice, you know. Don't get twisted, bro.
Think sushi would be nice if it was hot.
That's buzz.
Or if it was cooked.
What are you talking about?
If the rice was hot.
That is buzz.
The funniest thing I've probably done is when I was younger, went McD's and then man them gems
chips
them, dip the chips in the ice cream.
You can run that now.
Yeah,
you can run that now.
People do that.
You can do that now.
It's not mad.
You can run that now.
People do that. Yeah.
I don't know who does
that. But the sushi thing, though, deep it. Like, if the rice was hot and then the, like, what would they put? Salmon.
Yeah,
so why would you want cooked? It hot?
Because it's like
you want your food cooked.
It's not the same, man.
You can cook. You can eat.
It's meant to be cold, bro.
Uncooked salmon, though.
Because when I put the what'd you put on it?
The wasabi.
Yeah, man. It's not it, man.
Nah, the soy sauce makes it nice, too. Yeah, I can't lie. That was
mad. That was
when you put the
that was
about how you man doing it. Like?
Take a sabbatical, man. That's when I put the.
Yeah.
I can run it because I know. Nah, I can say that because of what he did, but that was mad still.
That was mad still.
Nah, but it's not it, man.
Nah, soy sauce can run still.
And it's got bare avocado.
I love avocado.
No, avocado is horrible.
Avocado is
girls. Why do all girls love avocado?
Bro, I love avocado.
bro, I think avocado is just a fashion store.
No, avocado is
for
nice clout,
for clout. No, honestly, for clout still.
Every meal, there's avocado and brown toast. Like.
Yeah, like, bro.
Nah, avocado is just for clout still.
Bro, avocado.
That's for Instagram, bro. That's for IG. That's for IG. That's for IG, bro.
What I eat in a day.
That's for IG, bro. That's for IG.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I swear to
you, I promise you, that's what the
show. Sure, yeah.
I love avocado.
I like it, but I can't. That pepper isn't that sexy.
Bro, yeah. I can eat avocado if you just cut up avocado.
We can eat it anything, yeah.
I can eat it by itself. Just put it in my mouth.
Nah, avocado doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
still.
Nah. Leave me out of that.
Boy, that was an ep.
That was an ep.
Pause.com, mate.
Nah, it wasn't that brazy though.
That's quality control.
Quality control. But yeah, man. Before we go, this chance for Full TS to plug themselves, let everybody know what they're up to. Got anything to plug?
Go on. Yes. Go on. Yeah, obviously we're for the streets.
Bro, what's coordination, man?
Oh, bro, then personal. So.
Oh, you want your personal Instagram? Yeah?
Yeah, personal.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Shout me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your personal Instagram?
I'm Rico Official. Everything now, I'm official.
Brazy.
Anything to shout? What you doing?
Obviously I'm a host as well now. Add that to the bag.
And you put your email on your bio.
Email's in the bio.
Sweet.
Shout me.
This is your manager.
No,
that's coming like Shug. Coming like Shug. That's a good bro. Like, it could be free, bro.
Yeah.
This guy's got a 360 deal.
Yes, it's the boy Adam. As 1307 with Insta. It's a part time podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Follow up for the streets. Got content coming, of course. Be back in the stew. Been a while. Been away for a minute.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Back in the stew.
Instagram _RMJ365 to RMJ9 TikTok. Yeah, get me some upper body workouts.
What is going on, bro?
He's TikTok.
Man,
still.
He's a TikTok baby.
Hey,
catch us on For the Streets, though.
Nah, but yeah, man, make sure you guys check out 4TS, man. For the Streets, we gotta run the quiz again, bro. You got the ring chaps.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that.
Get another guest in it.
On a special thing, yeah. We're gonna get another guest. We gotta run the quiz. He's like the rain times. But yeah, man, that's what's up. Episode 78. That's a wrap, man. Out of here, bro. So she wanna get me.